Thanks for tuning into the Canadian Beacon podcast. Canadian events for the regular people.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. You have the Canadian Beacon podcast. We had a little bit of a break there. I was down in that horrible area called Mexico, enjoying myself and enjoying the nice temperatures. And yes, I do feel bad about it. Not
you, pompous, stuck up, snot nosed, giant twerp, scumbag, fuck face, dickhead, asshole.
So we're back in the chills of Canada, and so far our guest tonight is the ever incredible Paul, and myself, Craig, and I'm sure Todd will be joining us shortly, hopefully. But yeah, we have a great what can you not talk about tonight about what's happening in Canada? It's just everything under the sun is available. Wouldn't you agree there, Paul?
Oh, yeah. All across the spectrum. And it looks like a lot of these political parties are now setting up for an early election or a spring, summer election. Doesn't it seem that way?
They're even potentially a snap election.
Yeah.
Who knows? Well, it is interesting that the Liberals will be putting forward their federal budget in the next week or so.
Yes.
If that doesn't pass, that is a confidence vote.
Yeah.
Which could trip an election. The other thing, let's get the elephant out of the room right away. What do you think? Chinese corruption, Chinese influence? Yay or nay?
Oh, I think absolutely yay. It's just how much are you willing to live with Chinese corruption in our politics? That's the question, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
It's not if, it's just how much is the average citizen willing to accept. And it's amazing how these reports are now coming out. And it's not just a conspiracy theory. It's just not, maybe it might have a hint of it. It looks like they're full in bed with the CCP.
Yeah, that's for sure. It's like the Liberal Party is the CCP Liberal Party.
100%.
It looks 100%. Like. Yeah. We have some obvious connections to the CCP through so far I've seen is the one Liberal MP was Daniel Hong.
Yes.
And that other guy that has been associated with the CPP. What's his name? It's that's it. Justin Trudeau.
Yes.
Yes. Accepting money from the CCP or CCP through his foundation, upwards to $1 million. You know, who would have thought you could buy a country for $1 million? What do you think?
I think the price is a little low, to be quite honest with you. I think that's a lot of they could have squeezed a few more yen out of that or won out of that.
Won, yeah.
Yeah, it's very fascinating that you take a look at that. There was a report months ago. I can't tell you how many months ago, but a handful of months ago, saying that they've identified 11 politicians. And it 11. Was quick. Yes, 11. And the interesting thing to that is, with the Liberal government having such a stronghold in federal politics, you know, they said, well, we don't know the name of those 11 people. Well, when a report comes out like that, if it was anyone to do with a conservative, you know that would have been headline news on the CBC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right, and be the first information released by the Liberal Party, right?
Right. A leak would somehow develop in the dike, in the dam there. But by their silence, it's kind of deafening that they know where it's coming from. They know where the money went. So
yeah, exactly.
And we were talking earlier today.
Yep.
It doesn't really, in some aspects, okay, they got money. Big deal. The deal is, what did they do? What did they have to give up for that money? How were they compromised, right?
Yeah, how deeply. Now, that's the other thing I'm wondering about is it's not all usually about money, too. It could be about blackmail as well. What do you think?
Absolutely. A lot of times, what are the main things that get most people? It's going to be, what are you doing in secret? And it's all about the Benjamins, right? It's all about the money.
So money, yep.
Benjamins and yeah, the money. And you've got, did you get a politician in a compromising position? Do you have photographs? Do you have videos? And yeah, I think in today's day and age, I think you just got to look down in the FBI and the Justice Department down in the States. You take a look, you've got Ghislaine Maxwell. She's in jail for doing something bad, but the people that are doing something bad are not in jail, but just the person organizing whatever it might be she's doing.
That's right, and yeah.
We have a name of Justin Trudeau that took a plane ride to a private island. Countless times.
A number of times, right?
Yes.
Jeffrey Epstein's island. Along and with his wife, Sophie. That seems interesting.
Absolutely, and along with their celebrity friends, correct?
That's right.
So when you take a look at it, where is the protective detail for Justin Trudeau? I'm sure he just can't pick up and go on a whim wherever he wants without having security clearances and them going ahead of the curve or ahead of the plane. What do you say about that? Like, who protects the prime minister on our behalf so that we can have continuity of governor? Isn't that not the RCMP?
That's right. And his protective detail is now numbering upward to 100 officers when he goes somewhere. Now, if he's doing anything illegal by his domestic operations and his actions, you would think that the RCMP should be not looking the other way, but maybe perhaps conducting an investigation if they see the Prime Minister of Canada committing criminal offenses. That would be something that you'd expect for the ethics of the RCMP to take some action.
Well, what investigation do you really need to take, though, Craig, when you are actually the law enforcement there? If you see a crime happening, don't you just automatically... Do you investigate it and open a file on it, or do you act with stopping the crime from being in progress?
Yeah. Like that's the thing, right?
So if you're looking the other way, are you not complicit in the crime?
You're becoming accessory after the fact, at least.
Absolutely.
To a criminal offense.
So the FBI is the RCMP of Canada, right? The highest...
pretty much
the highest law enforcement arm that we have. Mm-hmm. So if certain things aren't followed and he is compromised, whether it be through photos, videos, actions, whatever it might be, I would have to say, where does the buck stop there? Like with Justin Trudeau, it's got to be, you had during the trucker convoy, you had the RCMP and the other officers that would say and do anything, falsify reports. And there's no actions taken. What was the female's name, the RCMP officer?
Oh, I want to say Livy or...
Yeah. Who kind of authorized having the horses trample old ladies in a peaceful... He doesn't follow the law of the land. How did the peons and the citizens... How could they be expected to?
That's right. If the law enforcement isn't following the law, then there can be no expectations that the general population has to follow the law as well.
Absolutely. That's a larger overriding picture of all of this is the people that will always stick up for the liberals because they've always voted liberal, or the people that just can't have a critical thought in their head. It's just like, well, you got to accept some kind of corruption. You got to accept some kind of this. Now this guy's been brought up on like 4 ethic violations and being found guilty on this.
Yeah.
And taking bribes from foreign governments or payments, whatever they're called. Like we could name them. Like he went to Agrigan's island. He should at least be investigated for Jeffrey Epstein's island.
That's right. Should be.
Should be investigated for the way he treated his own Justice Minister.
Yeah.
Raybould. That's SNC-Lavalin.
One of the ethic violations when it came to the Agrikan's island that was very specific is the fact that he flew on the Agrikan's helicopter. That was a direct ethics violation for a prime minister.
Yep.
So if that's the case, how does he explain himself being on the Epstein Airways there and flying in their aircraft to his Epstein's pedophile sex island?
That's exactly right. I have really almost no qualms about him taking a helicopter ride, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
But if he's found guilty of that, how much of a bigger crime is it when you involve human trafficking, sexting of kids, allegedly, and you have got a larger elephant, like you said, in the room?
Yeah.
I want answers to that. That's unbelievable.
Yep.
You've already got a large contingent of Canadians that are already also ticked at the Liberal government for giving our future away in loans and just free money to the Ukraine. You have it where there's no accountability in the budgets. You have everything where he's just given over $42 million to known terrorists because of the United States treated them in their camps. How does that problem become our responsibility? And giving the money in such a way that the spouses of the said terrorists whose husbands that they killed are unable to go after that money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I was just looking at speaking along that same line, a post on Twitter today. There's this lady, nurse that is permanently disabled and has no recourse to sue the government, to sue anybody, or to receive benefits because of her vaccination related injuries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now she's living in poverty because of that.
Well, I've been saying this, and you've been sounding the alarm too ever since this last over, I can't believe it's 3 years, saying that at every turn, and the government's still doubling down, saying that the vaccination or the clot shot is still safe and effective. And when you have someone like a spokesman, not even prime minister, spokesman Trudeau out there claiming safe and effective, I want to see the empirical evidence, the scientific evidence that points to being it safe and effective when we know that it's not. Countless countries, Germany, Japan, the United States, the VAERS system that is underreported and is still reporting over 1.5 million deaths or injuries or serious illness effects.
Yeah.
How is it safe and effective when in past years, when a couple of adverse events, it would be pulled off the market?
Yeah.
So he is not a medical doctor, but he's claiming essentially by saying safe and effective, go get your shot.
Yeah.
And then having the government strong arm small business, private corporations to say you need to make a policy to get your people vaccinated. What do you say? They're now infringing and yes, they're not coming right out and making it, but the inference is so strong there that simple-minded people, you can actually make an argument that with them given indemnity or political coverage to the drug companies where they can't be sued. Well, you have to have some kind of recourse for these people. And at the very worst, when you win your vaccine injury status, you only get up to $270,000 as a lifetime payment.
Over a lifetime. That's incredible.
What is that going to get you in today's world?
Nothing. Nothing.
No.
I don't even put a down payment on a house.
Well, no, that would essentially get you probably, if you had one of these neurological issues and everything else, that would get you care and treatment for maybe a year, year and a half tops, and then you're on your own. And then you sign yourself up to the maid service, apparently.
Yeah. They'll
pay for that. They'll fund that.
Yep. So I just see this something just came in. It's breaking news. It says 1 out of 5 Trudeau supporters is just as stupid as the other 4.
That's one of the only stats you could trust.
That's right. And another interesting stat, this one's actually serious, though, is that it indicates that we provide the world with less than 1.7% of the carbon in the atmosphere of the world. And we need a CO2 tax to drop this off. But every other country that's in excess of us, such as China at 28%, the United States at 25%, India at 60%, you know, at 6.5%, Russia at 5%, Japan at 3.5%, things like that. They don't need a CO2 tax.
No, no. Well, because as Trudeau said in one of his addresses at the G7 or G20 conference.
Yeah.
That Canada is one of the most prosperous countries around. Great place to do business. The people have saved money over the years of COVID. And so we all just know that the carbon emissions tax is just to get money out of pockets of people and put it into the government coffers, right? How does paying a tax make the air cleaner when there is no plan that they have? It goes to, okay, we're going to tax these people so that we can buy $2 billion worth of stocks in a company that no longer, that does not yet exist. That's where that tax is going. But also, that stat that you also said, though, Craig, is also interesting that we contribute, let's say, 1.5% of carbon, the Earth's carbon.
That's right.
That's a dishonest stat, though, because you look at it, how many trees and forests do we have to absorb carbon?
Yeah, it works out to about 6%. Or 6 or 8% of our forests remove carbon or something to that effect.
Well, we're in the negative, right? We're removing carbon. We're not adding to carbon in
That's
here.
Right.
But through production, we throw 1.5% of the world's production of carbon in.
But
reduce carbon through planting of trees in our forest, boreal forest.
That's right. We're still at a negative 4.5%.
And we're paying tax.
Yeah, we're paying
escalated taxes.
Yeah. Well, it's just like the first liberals in the caves during the caveman times, they all sitting around a fire. They said, we really need to ban fire before someone gets hurt.
Pretty much. Well, listen, we're censoring speech. Political correctness has taken over. The English language and the command of grammar and proper sentence structure is being eroded. So eventually we're going to just start dragging knuckles on the ground and then start writing ash on walls of caves anyways, right? This is where they're putting us.
Yeah. Yeah. Getting back to our good old Chinese friends there, helping out helping Canada out by opening police stations in every one of our major cities to keep an eye on former Chinese nationals and Chinese immigrants in Canada. And to influence them. I see that the ability to get MPs nominated was by threatening and cajoling students and elderly people to sign up and vote for Daniel Hong at the time by bringing in busloads of retired Chinese people and having foreign exchange students register as liberals and vote as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, remember, we're trying to move into the state system where we try to go to electronic balloting. How much jury rigging was done with them when you have pictures of him and Alex Soros and the creators of Dominion voting machines? Trudeau's sitting right in the background there. So those are his friends. So they usually the old saying goes, you can tell a man's character by the company he keeps.
That's right.
So keep that in mind. But exactly, you take a look where all these people are, the big major urban cities. You've got out in BC, you've got Toronto, where a large percentage of Asian populations are. And you have a lot of universities. Visas, how many visas were granted to people that shouldn't have had visas coming over from China?
Yeah.
And Indo-Pacific, right?
So and generally those people that do come over from China for university and education, they come from wealthy families, right?
Yeah. And connections back home, right?
And those wealthy families in China are more or less generally members of the CCP, right?
Either in the military, political wing, or the propaganda wing. Absolutely.
Yeah, or just members of the Chinese Communist Party. Just to become a millionaire there, or to become well off, I'm pretty sure you have to be politically connected at some stage of your growth in that sense.
Well, I would assume that there's not too many white rice farmers sending their kids over to a Canadian university.
Yeah. Oh, we have a guest appearing in short. It's like a transporter beam coming in, and it's phasing in. And I see
big white balloon.
The big, I see. Is this a Chinese balloon over over Lake Michigan or Lake Superior? I can't tell.
Funny that you should say that. It's one of the reasons I'm late, is I emerged from my meeting and saw two strange lights and proceeded to follow them for, 20 kilometers?
Oh, yeah.
Strange.
And what kind of lights are they? They're the ones you're trying to show us on the screen there right now?
No. No. Okay. Are you humoring me?
You know, I'm looking at the screen and we see two lights.
No. I've got the camera off because I'm still in my car.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay. Oh, I see. It's your glasses. It's the reflecting off the glasses, the two lights.
You can see that's cool. Can you see this?
Yeah. I see. I don't see much now, but
yeah,
that's too funny. So, Todd, you saw two lights in the sky tonight.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
My observer here. Would you like to, guest observer, explain? Oh, the observer's suddenly quiet now. Go figure.
Now, didn't any of these two lights have a flashing red and a green one on either side of it at any time?
Shut up.
Okay, I'm just putting that out there for you. When we were in Mexico, we were looking out over the Gulf of Mexico, and I, both Teresa and I were looking out, and we see this light approaching, and we're saying, "Hey, that's really odd. It's the way it's flying and stuff like that." And I go, "It almost looks like a UFO," and then as it got closer, all of a sudden we saw the flashing lights on either side of it, and it was a helicopter. But
yeah, well, this one was odd because I came out of the meeting and I looked and I go, it was stationary as far as I could see.
Yeah.
And it we have a lot of windmills around here, and it wasn't, it was above the heights of the windmills, and it was two lights that were constantly parallel to each other.
Were they like up one above the other?
No, side by side.
Side by side. Okay. Because Venus and Jupiter are close to where the moon is right now, and they're very visible in the night sky.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't because we kept following it, and it was moving. And we followed it. Like, I looked over I was looking to the west, right by the banks of the Grand River.
Yeah.
And it was maybe a couple kilometers away. And it just kept drifting off. Wasn't making any noise.
Okay.
The lights were all the same distance apart. The one light on the right was much brighter than the one on the left. And it appeared to be flashing, and it wasn't white, but it wasn't red either. So there was, we couldn't get close enough to maybe distinguish the difference, but we probably went, 15, 20 kilometers.
Oh yeah.
And it just disappeared. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of neat. Yeah. I remember when I was working one night. Yeah. When I was working one night, when I was in my occupation, they came over the radio and said, "What's your location?" And I kind of I was surprised by the comet, and I looked up in the sky, and I said, "Well, I'm right about halfway between the bright star and the moon right now." And they didn't think that was too funny either. But what are your thoughts on that, Paul? Is that was someone shaking the globe or what?
Well, you know, I would have to say that. Yeah, he's probably on a flat disc, probably the reflection of a sun dog or something else off the reflective dome.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to go with.
A light off the reflective dome, okay.
Or it could have just been Uranus.
You guys are fun on this life-altering experience.
Life-altering experience. Hey, you know what? Do you have like an hour missing from your life right now that you can't explain? And a sore butt.
Right about now, I wish I had an hour missing from my life.
The meeting was that good, was it?
You people see these things, and then you guys make fun of them, just don't talk about it, and they just drink away their lives.
Yeah.
From the post-traumatic stress.
That's right. The rest of their lives are filled with misery and despair.
Todd needs a safe space.
That's right. Well, don't worry, Todd.
I said you need a safe space. Oh, we're breaking up now. He's getting probed.
He's laughing because he's thinking what his safe space is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I have a witness who saw it too.
Yep. And I guess
suddenly lost her voice.
And I bet you both of your cell phone cameras, both your cell phone cameras weren't working at that time, were they?
I do. I've got it on cell phone video. Of course, it's grainy, right? As usually.
Yeah. And yeah. Of course. Out of focus, grainy. That's the way I look when I look in the mirror in the morning.
Yeah. So, anyways, that's why I was late.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. And so we have this breaking news of two unidentified flying objects over Cayuga.
Heading to Rotunda.
What's that? I'm seeing two bright lights now approaching in the sky above you.
Yeah, I know. It's like car's headlights. I'm almost at the home base.
Okay. All right, I'm just teasing you, Todd. I'm sorry, but really? it's stuff happens, right?
And yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, I bet. And we're looking forward to the posting of those videos.
I'll send them to you. You get the exclusive on the Canadian.
The exclusive and
about 7 seconds.
7 seconds worth of video. Yeah.
Yeah. With a little bit of commentary.
A little commentary. Holy shit. Holy shit. Will you look at that?
Mom.
What time is it? There's an hour gone and my ass is sore.
Wasn't the first time I heard that.
Yeah. Probably won't be the last either. You know, it's just because you know once you see them, they keep coming back. Depends if you cuddled after.
Yeah, that's what I hear. They come back and take out the implant or whatever the hell they
do. Or they reprobe.
Well, that's what always gets me is why do they probe your butthole?
They're trying to find a liberal brain.
Yeah, they're trying to find liberal brains.
Yeah, that's
a good one. That's good. Yeah.
It'd be like that's our serial port or something like that.
Well, you're broken up there a bit, Todd. We're missing half that good commentary.
Yeah, I said that maybe they think that's our serial port.
Yeah. So if you have a USB, when you go to the bathroom, you find a USB, you know, maybe they aren't as advanced as we think.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a floppy disk.
That's right.
Yeah, they might have a floppy disk. So you just roll it up, right?
All right, so I'm going in. I'll get hooked up. Okay. I'll be there in 30 seconds.
Okay, we look forward to it. Don't if there's a little green guy as you go in the door, you know, cover your angles as you're going through the house just to be on the safe side.
I know someone's getting probed to me. It ain't gonna be me.
So, these startling revelations from Todd as he enters the conversation, which has thrown us right off track, which has been very entertaining.
Yes. Well,
I'm sorry. You haven't screwed it up, Todd. Actually, you probably made this probably going to be one of our best episodes. And go ahead, Paul.
Todd's making me feel good because at least I'm holding true to my flat earth. He can always deny this, that he was just drunk.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And that's not uncommon for Todd when he's driving anyway, right?
Yeah. Just keep loading it up, boys.
Yeah, just load them up. There. Let them have it. Give them both barrels.
To share the culture. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Put the headphones in.
All righty.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's a lot clearer.
How's that?
Yeah, good, but
can you hear me? Can't see you though.
Can't see you, but we can hear you.
I'm right here.
Yeah,
my whole house is in disarray. It's getting taped.
Yep. Yeah, if you put the camera on, we would be taping it.
I think this is a 7-second video that he's showing us right now.
Yeah, I see a little satellite hovering off to the side of the T on his name.
There's something flying right there. Can you see that?
No, nope.
Is that coming in?
No, we got nothing. We got the benefit of your voice, which is okay.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So,
what
the meeting now? The meeting was good. The UFOs were interesting, and our discussion would just in your absence, we just started off with we just understand there's a possibility that there's Chinese interference in our elections. I can't believe that. What do you think?
Yeah, was that? What do I think?
Yeah, do you think that's the case? I don't know.
No,
probably not. I think true.
Have you called each other racist yet?
No, but if you think there is interference by the Chinese government, you are a racist. You got to understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you actually see him answer that question?
Yeah. Yeah. Incredible.
Like, the question was, well, what did he say that, you know, with COVID and all the anti-Asian racism and bias, it's like, okay, that's your best answer.
And that's all you got, eh?
Yeah. Well, I took a massive dump on Poilievre today because on Twitter, because he's sitting there going on about rents and other things. I mean, he's concerned about everything else. It's like, okay, guy, drop everything you're doing right now and address the issue of the Chinese Communist Party.
Yeah.
And, of course, they call it the Beijing Party, right? It's Communist Party.
I'm going to have you hold on for a second because you're coming in. I don't know if you're hearing it too, Paul, but it's a super overmodulated.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's just as you're talking.
How's that?
Oh, it's still there. Yeah.
How about I take my headphones out?
Yeah, that might be better.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Oh, 10 times better. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
It's my headphones are crappy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, that must have been.
I'm not pulling in all those government pensions, you know, so I have to kind of headphones.
And maybe you can, we can start a GoFundMe program or thing that people donate to get some good audio equipment for the Canadian Beacon. And if you are a listener, you know, we could always use some money to buy good audio equipment for the poor Todd and poor Paul here who lack all the fancy equipment.
We're just not on the same level.
Yeah. Well, and I can't believe that's a tin can you're talking into right now. Right. And it's leading off to Paul and then heading over here.
Pretty much.
A string attached. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, there's a Canadian Beacon t-shirt that we all love and have looked forward to. That's great. Yeah.
Remember SCTV Monster Chiller Horror Theater?
Yep.
In 3D. Yep. There we go.
Woo! Yeah. Is that Wayne's World too, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty much. So on a serious note, though.
Yes.
We're not a serious country.
No, we're a laughing stock joke. And we were just saying it's pretty good that you can buy a country for $1 million.
Yeah. Yeah. You see the Trudeau Foundation announced today that they're giving the money back and, you know, they're only
200,000.
Yes. Only becoming aware of it right now. When did it happen? In 2019 or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So it's just kind of a surprisingly new story to him, I guess. Yeah. And the best part is that the adamant denials of our illustrious prime minister saying that he was never briefed at any time or never received any information from any of the intelligence agencies about any kind of interference by the Chinese Communist Party in Canadian elections. And to the reply to that is the CSIS and the Canadian Intelligence Security Services providing documentation of briefings given to them and also dates, times, and meetings that they had with them discussing that fact dating going back literally till I think it was like 2015.
Really?
Yes. Like,
and I mean, do you think he can actually hold on to his position as PM in light of this now?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. What do you think, Paul?
Why not? Why not?
Yeah, he's
who's
Teflon.
Holding him accountable?
Yeah, he's just in the Teflon man, right?
Well, but also too, we also kind of mentioned earlier that what's the difference between all three political parties?
Nothing.
What's the difference? It's just all lighter shade of red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, we've only heard about the one guy there, old dongy old boy. Receiving, you know, a lot of assistance. I guess he ran in Toronto somewhere, right? Were there any concern? Like, actually, someone told me today that, and I'm asking for some follow-up information on it, that some of it went to Ontario Conservatives. I'm not 100% sure of that.
Maybe in that similar riding area?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's a good question. I know that Paul brought up a great point there. He says that had there been money flowing to the Conservatives or the NDP, the Liberals would have been first people to be outing that information.
Oh, right? Yeah. They're just
and we've heard nothing of that yet. So mm-hmm. So that's positive in the respect that all the influence was being directed towards the Liberal Party.
And remember what that kind of political, or what that $1 million might have bought also too. Remember we did cold winter training for the Chinese generals out in the prairies. We talked about the police stations. We've talked about, the embassy, the protection details at the embassies.
Yeah.
And it goes on and
on and on.
What do you think a security detail in a Canadian embassy might have access to maybe classified documents?
Yes.
Being that they're in charge of them and in charge of the security details at the embassies are in charge of basically the storage of all classified documents and information.
Yeah. And they'll be knowing who goes in and who goes out and where everybody.
That's right. Unless they're the Chinese, like you said, they're being contracted to the Chinese Communist Party. So they'll make up their own little ledgers and little ways of showing, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
So this is just.
Or bought, paid for it, and wrapped up. It's, yeah.
But, you know. But how come. You know, Jagmeet Singh is talking about putting an inquiry in on this. And if he's going to, if you support the continuation of this government, you are just as guilty as they are.
Yep.
The Conservatives aren't going after him very heavily. They're just too worried about this kerfluffle about Christine Anderson.
Oh, that was disgusting, too.
Yeah, that was horrible. But just some breaking news I saw just before we started talking was Jagmeet Singh and the NDPs have joined with the Bloc and the Conservatives to put a motion forward tomorrow in the legislature for a public inquiry. And between the three of them, they have the votes to force it. In lieu of that, we also have the Liberals are going to be introducing their budget fairly soon. So it's kind of like the perfect storm coming forward.
But Craig, is it though really when you actually have what would we call him? The magistrate or the judge heading the inquiry for the Emergencies Act and said that it was more than appropriate?
Yeah.
Who happens to also be a great donor and a friend of the Trudeau Foundation?
That's right. Yeah. And it gets even better. There was a report written on this Chinese influence already. They were really quick to pump one of those out. And it's written by a guy who was one of the facilitators of the Chinese donation to the Trudeau Foundation.
Yes. Yes. And he was definitely involved in the Trudeau Foundation that received the money. Yeah. Yeah. No bias there, right?
No.
No, nothing at all. It's all good, right?
It's like we're not a serious country. Like
we're a joke. Joke right now.
Just to look off on a little side note here. Have you guys noticed for the last 3 years you've had during the end of Trump's presidency, he kept saying the word China, 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 everything, the Wuhan flu, the Wu flu, and everything else, right? The China flu.
Yep.
Now it's coming out, leaked reports coming out saying that, the FBI knew that it came from the lab in Wuhan, that it was a lab-created thing. Now they're getting out in front of all of this, and they're releasing and trying to make China look bad, trying to make them look like international spies. That they're crumbling the world economy by releasing this thing. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think that there's an overriding thing that you had the Prime Minister of New Zealand, you've had two British Prime Ministers resign, you've had Trudeau's name on the chopping block to be the next one to have to step down? Are they trying to clean up all the loose ends and then Trudeau might be on his way out to do this? As in, you have pretty much the two young guns, the World Economic Forum sweethearts, Trudeau and Zelensky, and they just keep funneling money through the Ukraine. Do you think that they're trying to get back at China for doing all of this stuff and smearing China's name? Because China has now thrown their hat in the ring and fully backed, it sounds like, Russia, as we fully back the lost cause of Ukraine. Do you think this is you got to look at the coincidences and what is the static, what is the noise behind the curtains? I think this is all playing all into one big theme.
I think you're on to something. There's a lot of strange moving parts, but I think at some can't really see it directly, but these things are all happening for a reason.
Yeah,
I'm not 100% sure of the reason yet, but...
But you were a conspiracy theorist. If you ever said China, you're trying to kill and maim these Chinese people. You're making them targets of racism and racial profiling. Why now is mainstream media doing what everyone that was a conspiracy theorist that was actually true knew 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Why now, with all of these things are coming out?
Damage control. Feed them a little at a time. Yeah. Because, you know.
Wow. This has been a great podcast. Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion to the UFOs and the China Syndrome on the Canadian Beacon podcast. Please subscribe and give us a like. It helps us with iTunes and Spotify.